The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I was talking earlier in the program about farmers and the flooded fields all over Ohio. And if you weren't listening, I mentioned that Joy and I were talking to a couple, lunch or breakfast, whatever. We were talking about all the rain and so forth. And I just said, boy, I feel sorry for the farmers. And this individual immediately said, well, they got crop insurance. I said, really? Yeah, they got crop insurance. And I thought, wow, what an unsympathetic. Well, I just got this email from one of our listeners just a moment ago. Hi, heard you on the radio. Thanks for having sympathy. Those people won't be saying they have insurance when prices rise in the grocery store. And we're not just raising crops, but also animals and the foods for them. This isn't just a job. It is their life. While yes, most have insurance, it is meant to help you break even, not what you would make with a crop in the field and harvested. I know I'm preaching to the choir. I just wanted to say thank you. That is from a farm family in our audience, and I couldn't agree more. Sometimes sympathy is really limited in our culture, even in the Christian community. I am amazed at how judgmental some Christians are. You know, against a brother or sister in Christ, just judgmental. And they have forgotten what God delivered them from. Don't ever forget the horrible, evil, dirty, filthy gutter that God delivered you from. Say, well, Bob, that didn't describe me. Oh, yes, it does. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. No one is righteous. We're all filthy, dirty, separated from God, sinners bound for hell. Until we receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And then we're forgiven. Restored, made a child of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, justified, made holy, made pure, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But only after we have been born again, only after we have been born again. So let's be very careful in judging other people and determining who we have sympathy for and who we don't have sympathy for. Hey, I've got good news to the preachers, pastors, Christian workers in our audience. I know this doesn't impact most of you, but to those that are in full-time Christian ministry, this is big. Many of you, maybe most of you, know that for Christian, well, not just Christian, ministers of any kind who are in ministry can take their housing allowance tax free. You don't have to pay taxes on your housing allowance. You have to pay Social Security on it, but you don't have to pay taxes. And that's huge for pastors, particularly pastors of small churches that are not making a whole lot of money anyway, and most are not. This has been a real wonderful advantage for many years. You get a housing allowance from your church, whatever that is, and it's not taxable. Well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation several years ago began the legal proceeding to remove that tax benefit for people in the ministry. Yes, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Why do they care? Because they hate Christians and Christianity. It's that simple. They hate Christians, Christianity. They hate God. Well, it was just announced last Friday. I didn't hear about it till today, but it was just announced last Friday that the Freedom From Religion Foundation has ended their litigation trying to remove church housing tax allowance. Here's the story. An atheist organization ended its lawsuit over a church housing tax allowance that, if repealed, would have reportedly created approximately $1 billion in new taxes. Now, this story says on houses of worship. That's not true. Not on the houses of worship. It's on the pastors. It would have been $1 billion in new taxes for ministers. It wouldn't impact the church. It impacts the pastor. Quote, the Freedom From Religion Foundation announced last Friday that they were ending their litigation, explaining that they allowed the time allotted for appealing to the United States Supreme Court to expire. Quote, we have full confidence in the legal merits of our challenge of the discriminatory pastoral housing allowance privileges. But get this. You may not like everything Donald Trump does. I don't like everything Donald Trump does. I don't. Still, today, there are a lot of the tweets, and I just go, Mr. President, please don't do that. I realize many of you love the tweets, and you love the him being bombastic and attacking other people, and you love the name-calling. I don't. I don't like the name-calling. It's not Christ-like, and I don't like it. Maybe it's making him, you know, real points politically, and his followers, some of his followers love it, but I don't. But I voted for Donald Trump because of the judges, not just the Supreme Court. The thousands of federal judges that are appointed in a four-year period of time. A president can change the face of the American judiciary in 4 years. And if the president is fortunate enough to get 8 years, that's exactly what Barack Obama did. Barack Obama moved the nation's courts far, far, far to the left. And we have been suffering the horrible consequences. Donald Trump is moving the courts back to the right. And that's why I voted for him. And that's why I will vote for him again. I will. For me, it's about the courts. It's about life. It's about marriage. It's about the family. All right, anyway, the Freedom From Religion Foundation said, quote, we did not feel the same confidence, however, in how the current Supreme Court would rule in our case had we appealed. After counting heads, we concluded that any decision from the current court would put the kibosh. That's the technical term they used in their news release. We concluded that any decision from the current court would put the kibosh on challenging the housing allowance for several generations. Why? Because of Donald Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court. This is a real advantage for ministers. The far liberal left wants it done away with. No matter what you think of Donald Trump, every pastor in America can say, thank you, Mr. President, for your two Supreme Court nominations. The Freedom From Religion Foundation backed off, realizing that the current Supreme Court would not be sympathetic to these radical, radical atheists. Now, if Donald Trump is reelected, if, and I think there's a real question mark there, I don't think it's assured, if he is reelected, it is almost positive that he will nominate at least one, probably two, Supreme Court justices before he leaves the White House. That will change the Supreme Court for 30 to 40 years. And that's why, again, there are a lot of things he does I don't like. But that's why I will, without any hesitation, vote for him again. He has kept his promise concerning the justices, the life issue, religious freedom and liberty, at least here in America. The things that are most important to me. He has kept his word. So that's good news. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has put their tail between their legs and gone back home, and they have removed, rescinded their litigation in trying to take away pastors' housing allowance. That is really, really good news. All right, we'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on The Word, 880 and 104.5 FM.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Hey, here's a family up in California that, not in California, up in Canada that I admire, Ontario, Canada. They're up. Fighting back with the public school system up in Canada. And most of you know the public school system here in America is bad enough, but it is far worse up in Canada. Well, an Ontario couple, parents of a first grader, their first grader was a student at Devonshire Community Public School in Ontario, Canada. First grader. 6 years old. In class, without the parents' knowledge, and certainly without the parents' permission, their first grade student, their daughter, 6-year-old daughter, was presented with a YouTube video on gender called He, She, and They, Gender Queer Kids Stuff Number 2. That was the name of the video. These are 6-year-olds, first grade. Again, the name of the video, He, She, and They, Gender Queer Kids Stuff Number 2. It was a part of the lesson plan for that day. Now, the girl's mother, the girl's name is not mentioned, obviously, but the girl's mother, Pamela Buffon, basically went ballistic when she found out what her daughter was subjected to. She says, quote, I think you got to get in front of this somehow. You must be knowledgeable about trans activism and read your school's policies. Ask them how they're going to teach concepts like gender fluidity, and don't expose too much of your own position first. You'll learn a lot from how they choose to answer your questions. I think that's very wise. She didn't go to the school with guns blazing. She went in and just said, hey, What are you teaching my child? Had, you know, she says again, ask them how they're going to teach concepts like gender fluidity, and don't expose too much of your own position first. The video presented to her first grade daughter statements like, and I quote, "Some people aren't boys or girls. Some do not feel like they are a he or she because they may not even have a gender." Well, here's what happened. The parents did not know about the video, but they began realizing that their daughter was acting very strange. And she began getting more and more agitated, more sad. She would just burst into tears at times. Her parents, quote, could see the lessons were having an impact on their daughter. She began spontaneously and repeatedly asking them why her identity as a girl was not real. She asked her parents if she could go to a doctor and find out if she was actually a girl. She said, "I'm not sure if I really want to be a mommy someday." Can you imagine if your first grader came home and said, "I don't know that I'm a girl or a boy." "Well, you're a girl, honey. Of course you are." "I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know whether I'm a girl or a boy. Can I go to a doctor to see if I'm actually a girl?" Quote, her parents became concerned about their daughter's psychological well-being because she had never shown signs of confusion about her identity prior to the introduction of these videos. The couple went to the principal, and they were told that the lessons had been set in motion. Listen to this carefully. The lessons had been set in motion to accommodate a child in the class who had expressed interest in self-expression as the opposite sex. The school consulted a gender specialist, and because of one confused child, the rest of the children were subjected to these videos stating, "You may be a girl, you may be a boy, but maybe you're neither, and sometimes you just don't know." Well, they have gone to courts saying that the confusing school lessons were a violation of her human rights. They have taken her out of the school, but they have started court proceedings against the school district for teaching their six-year-old girl gender fluidity and causing her severe emotional and psychological distress. Good for them. And the school district should be ashamed of themselves, but that kind of thing is happening all over America. I keep saying, make sure you know what your children are being taught. Make sure you know.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.